Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
One of the great defensive minds, former NFL head coach, defensive coordinator, as respected a defensive voice and mind as we've seen, really, in the NFL. Talking about the great Wade Phillips, and Coach is with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Coach, first and foremost, how you feeling, buddy? How you hanging in? Everything okay?
Yeah, how about y'all?
Same deal, man. Day by day, piecing it together, Coach. That's all you could do.
Exactly. Shut in, but trying to talk sports as much as we can, which is why
like my dad said when he retired, he said, I'm here doing nothing, and I don't start till noon.
That's good.
I like the sound of that. Yeah, but speaking of doing nothing, I mean, Coach, you started as obviously in the NFL back in 1976, but from 1981 up until really this season, you've been a head coach or a defensive coordinator, National Football League. It's 37 years and 42 if you go back to when you first started with the Oilers as a linebacker coach. You're 72 years old. You still want to coach?
I do. I obviously love coaching. You know how it is playing. I mean, you don't want to ever stop if it's something you love. But coaching, you can keep coaching, I think. So, you know, the last 5 years, I've been probably as successful as I've been my whole career. So I'm on a pretty good run. 57 wins the last 5 years and two Super Bowls. So with two different teams, so. I feel like I can contribute, you know.
Yeah, we'll see. You definitely can. 60, you were talking about with the Denver Broncos and then for 2 years and then the last 3 years with the L.A. Rams. What happened at the end of this season and why did the Rams decide to move on? And what did they tell you was the reason they were moving on?
Well, you've heard this one before. They said they were going in a different direction. I told them, hey, I can go north, south, east, west, north, northeast, but they didn't go for it. So I don't know. My dad said it, and two kinds of coaches, ones that have been fired and ones that are going to be fired. So,
that's a very good point. I was going to say, Coach, by the way, that's 2 minutes and that's two very wise sayings from your dad. No surprise. But you might be thanking the Rams at some point pretty soon, because I don't think they're going to be that good this year, man. Maybe you're getting out just in time, Wade.
Well, we'll see. Yeah, we'll see.
So Wade Phillips is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Coach, you know what I'm curious about? We always talk about and hear about, the young, innovative offensive minds permeating the games and schematically how they're altering things and how they're changing the game and, all the things that come with new voices and new diagrams here. I know there's hot, young defensive assistants for sure, but, very few new defensive creations or templates maybe is a better way to frame it. Why, first of all, am I right? And if so, why is that the case? Why does it seem tougher for a defensive mind to introduce something incredibly unique and new?
Oh, you're right about that. I mean, we haven't, I came in with Buddy Ryan at Philadelphia when he just had the 85 Bears. And we had the 46 defense, and then, down in Tampa, they ran, Tampa 2. So there's been a few things, but what we've counted on, what I've counted on in my career as the players that utilizing their talents and, people say, hey, you play two gap or you play this. If a guy's a big, strong guy, you play two gap, you do that. If he's a smaller, quick guy, you let him stunt to his gap. So that's kind of the way we've done it. And let the great ones, we've had outside backers and they say, well, you know, outside backers got to drop some, but the great ones, you know, Von Miller, we didn't drop him a whole lot in the coverage. So
yeah, you're right.
So you know, you do what the players can do.
Yeah, Bill Belichick and Bill Parcells never dropped Lawrence Taylor in the coverage either. Said, "Go get the quarterback. Do what works best." I mean, it seems simple, but it probably isn't, because sometimes coaches try to outthink themselves. But you had a little bit of an advantage, and you mentioned this in your book, "Son of Bum." You wrote this with Vic Carucci. It sounds like a really interesting and fascinating book, because you've already dropped a couple of bits of knowledge that your dad has passed on to you. But, you know, you start the book by talking about coaching isn't bitching. So how do you get through to guys, you know, and especially as you've seen them evolve over these almost 40 plus years in the National Football League? Well, no, it is 40 plus years in the National Football League. You've seen the game evolve. Like, how do you keep it from feeling like bitching?
Well, the concept is really that, you know, coaches or people who think they're coaches want to gripe about something that's already happened. You know, they want to gripe at a player because he made a mistake. Well, maybe you didn't teach him well enough. You know, I mean, that's what it gets down to. So it's not really, especially mental mistakes. I mean, you know, that's what teaching is teach them mentally what to get done. And coaches want to, or maybe coaches and young coaches or whatever, they want to gripe about stuff that already happened. You bitch about the player doing this wrong or that wrong when they could have taught them better in the first place.
Mm. Love the candor. It's Wade Phillips, former NFL head coach, defensive. Oh, sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, coach.
No, that's right.
Okay. No, I don't know. I thought you dropped something. Just went wrong with my with something cut out weird on my end. So that's Wade Phillips, former NFL coach and defensive coordinator. Of course, he's got a new book out there, "Son of Bum," which will be filled with all sorts of stories. Carucci is one of the good NBA voices and heads and minds. Been on the beat for a long time, Vic. Let me ask you this here, Coach. There was a thought, and I'd be disingenuous if I didn't say that I was among those who had thoughts about this concept or this notion, that maybe the Rams prematurely gave too much money to the wrong guy. Jared Goff, absolute no doubt franchise superstar, or you're not sure? Where do you stand on Jared Goff?
Well, we went to the Super Bowl, you know, so I mean, and he did a lot of great things. So, you know, most of the quarterbacks that make it to the Super Bowl are good enough to, you know, to get you there. So, I don't know how big a mistake they made there. I like Jared. I think he's a good quarterback. You know, mm-hmm. Now whether they're going to, you know, you want them all to be Tom Brady, but they're not. You know.
Well, what are the keys to stopping guys like Tom, Wade? Because obviously you guys played them, and it was more of a defensive battle than anything offensively. But, you know, from your perspective, when you come up against a Tom Brady, what do you do? I mean, it helps when you have a guy like Aaron Donald, who, correct me if I'm wrong, easily the best defensive lineman in football right now. But, I mean, he might be one of the all-time greats. But how do you slow down some of these greats?
Yeah, I mean, that keeps coaches up at night, but it's, you know, the times we've beat him, it's just we've had great defensive players that, you know, when we won the Super Bowl at Denver, we beat him in a championship game, you know, an AFC championship game. And but it was, I mean, it's awfully hard to do, like it always is with him, because he's a great player. So, you know, if you had the answer, you'd be a better coach than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah, but you faced him a few times. I guess the question that follows from that is, are you surprised he decided to leave New England after all that success that he had with Coach Belichick and Josh McDaniels? Are you surprised he decided to take on a new challenge and go down to Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody was. I'd be surprised if you weren't surprised, you know. Mm-hmm. He's been there so long and, you know, and won so many championships and, you know, really been proven he's probably the best of all time. So you don't expect him to leave, but, you know, that's his decision, certainly, and he made it. And but I wouldn't be surprised he doesn't win down there, too, now. I mean, because, you know, they said several times in his career, well, he can't do it again this year, you know. Well, he's done it, so. Mm-hmm. He's a great one.
Coach, the way the quarterbacks evolved here, I mean, there's always been guys who can sling it. That goes without saying. Marino, Rocket, all the way up to Mahomes now, and a bunch of guys in between. Mm. Jeff George, big-time arm, not a great player, but a big-time arm. Right? He can fling it. Brett can fling it. But when you look at the quarterback now, like when you were a younger coach and you went against a younger quarterback, I don't know. To me, it seems like they were more easily confused back then. Like you could trick them. They hadn't seen the elaborate concepts yet, or they couldn't necessarily react quickly to what was in front of them and diagnose in real time what they needed to diagnose. Do you sense that the quarterback today is just truly more sophisticated than quarterbacks back in the day, or do you think that's hyperbole?
No, I think they – I don't know if they're – I just think they have more experience throwing the ball. Colleges are wide open. High schools in Texas probably everywhere in the country, but I know high schools in Texas emulate the college teams, which were wide open throwing the ball all the time. So you're getting more guys that can throw the football accurately, I think, mm-hmm. because they have a lot more experience because they throw it every down. So, so you get guys coming in that Kyler Murray can throw it, Mahomes, obviously. Mahomes is Brett Favre of this generation, in my opinion. He's a great one. So, mm-hmm. I think it's just they throw the ball from middle school on nowadays.
That's true.
Yeah, no, it's true. And they have 7-on-7 leagues and everything else. Your book is entitled Son of Bum with Vic Carucci, who's a great NFL writer. I look forward to getting this one and digging into it, being a lover of football myself. But before we let you go, Coach, 72 years old, 37 years as a head coach, defensive coordinator, 42 years overall. What can you still provide to a team, and what are the next prospects for you to get back into coaching?
Well, I think I can help them win, it's just things that and you pick up, and some of it's drills. Some of it's drills I know that get players better. Some of it's scheme, not scheme, but how to utilize the player within the scheme. Like I said, if a guy can play a two-gap, then the big, strong guy can play a two-gap. You do that with him. But if he's a smaller guy, it's a quick guy, you let him take the gap by stunting to it. Utilize your personnel. If he's a man-to-man corner, he's got to, you got to let it, like Ramsey, you got to let him play man-to-man, even though some of the other guys playing zone, but you got to let him take his guy out. It's just what the players can do. And so many coaches don't do that. They have their own scheme, and man, we got to get this guy to fit in our scheme. Well, you got a bad scheme. If you got Aaron Donald, you can't fit him in your scheme.
It's true.
Coach, it's an absolute honor, honestly. We all know there's more football for you to call, but until you get that next gig, enjoy a nice, well-deserved time off, and really nice having you on the show. Wade Phillips, great stuff. Thank you, Coach.
Yeah, get me up there in New York, man.
Oh, hey, you kidding me? I will take you on the Jets at a heartbeat.
I'm a New York kind of guy, man.
I love that.
Yeah, but you can't be working for the Giants, Wade. If you come in here, you're working for the Jets. We need you. We need. Not that the Giants have championships. I need help.
There you go.
All right?
Appreciate you, Wade. You're great.
At Son of Bum.
Yes, yes, most certainly.
And
most certainly.
Tweet me. Yeah, most certainly. Not.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.